The situation in Eretz Yisrael is different now than it was 2 days ago when this kinus was first planned. But whether what we're experiencing now, Baruch Hashem, is a lull or Baruch Hashem, an end of the Milchama, either way, the difference is not great enough to obviate the need for reflection and for tefillah. I'd like to, with your permission, share a few thoughts to demonstrate, to flesh that out, and hopefully gain a little clarity on our avodah moving forward. The koach hahergel, the capacity that we have for habituation, for being accustomed, becoming accustomed to things, is really an extraordinary, extraordinary koach. And like most, if not all, of our faculties, it's one which can be exercised, hein letov, hein lemutov. That we're able to develop routines, good routines, that it's a routine that we wake up in the morning and that we wash negelvasser and that we come to shul and that we put on talis and tefillin and that we daven betzibur and that we learn. So obviously that's an instance of that faculty, of that capacity being exercised, the tov. But whatever can be done routinely, there's a risk of it becoming routinized. There's a risk of doing it in a perfunctory fashion, in a mechanical fashion, in a lifeless fashion, and certainly without the requisite sense of urgency, which is sometimes needed. The koach hahergel is so remarkable and so great that we can become accustomed, we can become used to anything. Even Rahman al-Itzlan, a milchama. Even during a milchama, with all its dire dangers and horrific casualties, it's possible to say the kapitel or kapitlach tilim in a very routinized, mechanical fashion. Without any sense of urgency, without any sense of what's at stake when we're being mispalel. It's even possible for the koach hahergel to numb us to such an extent that even during a time of milchama, we experience that some needs are more pressing than waiting until the end of davening and joining the tzibur for that kapitel or kapitlach tilim. If the koach hahergel is great enough to do that during the time when milchama is raging, Rahman al-Etzlan, it certainly has the capacity to numb us during a lull and alachas kama v'kama after the conclusion of a milchama. But maybe if Be'ezus Hashem the milchama is over, so then maybe there is no need for tefillah, and certainly no urgent need for tefillah. So we're all familiar with the Mishnah in Bamei Madlikin, Al Shalash Averos Noshim Mesos B'Shas Leidotson, Al She'enin Zihiros B'Nido B'Chalav Adlokas Hanir. And the Gemara asks, Maishna B'Shas Leidotson, and the Gemara gives different Mishle Hedyot, different popular sayings to explain Maishna B'Shas Leidotson. Gemara says, Abai says that Nofal Torah Chadab L'Sakina. If the shore falls down, so then when the shore is vulnerable, so then that's when the Shelchet will sharpen his knife. The point of the various Mishalim that the Gemara gives is that Bishas Sakana, a person is more vulnerable. And that means, Rahman al-Itzlan, that when we're davening, b'sha'as sakana, when we're davening, rachmana litzlan, when a war is waging, so there's more that needs to be overcome. There's more that needs to be surmounted than when a person davens preemptively. And the Gemara says it's not just a din. The Mishnah happens to illustrate this din with regard to Noshim and singles out those particular averos. But the Gemara says the same is true for men. Men are also gavre hecha mivdike. So the Gemara says, and when are men in a vulnerable situation that they can be held accountable, achman l'tzlan, for a punishment which otherwise wouldn't have been immediately forthcoming? The Gemara says, when you have ke'ein over malgesha, if they're going over a tottering bridge, which is a dangerous passing, so that's the equivalent for men of the sha'as leida for women. So when we daven b'sha'as sakana, it's a much, much more difficult and formidable task to be able to daven in such a way that our tefillah should be accepted. When we daven preemptively, when we daven that there shouldn't be a melchama, that there shouldn't be a continuation, a regression back to melchama. When we daven that there shouldn't be rockets, as opposed to that the rocket which is flying through the air, Rahmanul Islam, shouldn't hit and inflict any casualties, it's a less formidable task to have our tefillahs accepted. So whether what we're experiencing, Baruch Hashem, is alal, or Baruch Hashem, an end to at least to the Muhammad of this summer, but on a certain level, the impetus and the need for tefillah is even greater. Because now, if anything, there's more of a sha'as ha-kosher to be able to daven. Now, it's not a time of hecha mivdike, because the level of sakana has somewhat abated. But we're certainly not naive enough to think that there's nothing to daven for. The Hamasniks, Yimach Shimon, they still have plenty of rockets. No one knows whether or not all those horrific terror tunnels have been eliminated. The mitzias of Klal Yisrael, of being a keves, of being a sheep, a keves surrounded by a murderous wolf pack, is very much the mitzias that we live in, and certainly there's a need for tefillah. And if anything, at a time when the sakana has somewhat abated, so there's more of an opening for tefillah. And because of that, the impetus and the need for tefillah is even greater. Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Al-Ochav Vayarbis Ivlosam. At a certain age, Moshe Avenu goes out to see the shibud that Klal Yisrael were experiencing in Mitzrayim. Rashi quotes from Chazal that Nosan Eina V'Libo Lios Meitzar Aleihem. Nasan Eina V'Libo Lios Meitzar Aleihem. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, and at whatever stage of his trajectory to being the Adon Kol HaNeviim, so, which also required a tremendous moral sensitivity and moral personality, at whatever stage Moshe Rabbeinu is, he's incomparably great. So Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Klal Yisrael are meshubed, and afal pichein, lios meitzar aleihem, to shear, to feel a sense of distress at their distress. So Moshe Rabbeinu finds it necessary, A, to be no saying enav, and be no saying libo. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think Volbi talks about this in Alei Shor. First of all, to see. Apparently the koach of ri'iyah is one that even if a person knows and knows it clearly without beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's one thing to know, it's another thing to see it. So first of all, Nasan Einar, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see it. There's a certain experiential component which results from ri'iyah that otherwise is lacking. But once he sees it, doesn't the scene speak for itself? But there have to be no sin libo. So you have to reflect on it. Has to be misbonin? Nasan Einav is enough. You see it. Doesn't the scene speak for itself? We see Rahman al-Atslan casualties. We see Jews having to run for Miklatim, and in the closer areas to the border only having a matter of seconds to do so. Doesn't that speak for itself? So apparently not. Apparently even when we see something, even when a person is no sein einav, but the sight may still be superficial. We hear, Rahman al-Atslan, that a soldier fell in battle. Okay? It's terrible. We feel badly. But if we're no same lev, so what does it mean that a soldier fell in battle? Most of them were 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. It means a life that wasn't lived. A life that wasn't lived. On the human level, from the human vantage point, that's what it means. It means accomplishments and attainments and dore doros and progeny that were all aborted. Right? We're all familiar with the mission Sanhedrin, Kol Dumei Achicha Tzorke Meilai Min Adoma. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Kayin that you're responsible not only for Dam Achicha, but you're responsible for Dumei Achicha. You're responsible, he says to Kayin, not only for Hevel's Dam, but Dam Zaro, V'zera Zaro, Atzov Kol Hayom. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Kayin, that's the perspective he's supposed to have on Hevel's premature death. So a casualty, casualty is not just a casualty. Casualty is a life not lived. Life not lived. Most people in this day and age are beginning to live at age 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Just beginning to live. And when we hear Rahman al-Atslan, or we see that there were 64 military casualties, it doesn't mean that because there were 64 casualties, Rahman al-Atslan, that the tragedy is pishnayim, what it would have been if there were 32 casualties. Every loss, every chayal, kol ham abe nefesh achas miyisrael ki'ilu ibeid olam olay, every chayal is an incalculable, unquantifiable tragedy. It's not that the tragedy is bigger. It's that instead of there being one tragedy or two tragedies or 32 tragedies, there were 34, there were 64 immeasurable tragedies. And each of those tragedies is multidimensional. It's a tragedy for the Chayal, for his life not lived, for his progeny that was aborted at Sof Kol HaDoros. That's what the Mishnah Sanhedrin says. It's a tragedy for his parents, whose life as they knew it is over. No matter with what gevura they accept and they continue, but life as they knew it is over. It's a tragedy if there were Yisomim. It's a tragedy if there were Almanos. On so many different levels. We have to fight against the Koach HaHergel, closely related to it, the Koach of Hesach Hadas. We have to realize that, on the contrary, on a certain level, from a certain vantage point, when the sakona is diminished, when the sakona abates, there's more of a shasa kosher, and therefore more of a mechayev to daven. And then we have to be nosein, not only einenu, but libenu, on what we're davening for. When we're davening that there shouldn't, rachman al-etzlan, be more milchoma, there shouldn't be resumption of milchoma, there shouldn't be resumption of rocket fire. So, we know what we're davening for, that there should be no casualties. We have to be nosein libenu, what that means. You know, if you go for a walk on Har Herzl, and you see that the military graves, there are no words. You look at the ages of all the chayalim who have given their lives, and again given their lives before the life was met, before the life was lived. So wherever things are holding currently, we have what to daven for, and we have an achrayas to daven. We have an achrayas to daven. We'd have an achrayas to daven if Acheinu b'nei Yisrael b'chol mokom shehem, that they shouldn't be in future sakana. Al achas kama v'kama, when we're talking about Acheinu b'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, who are doing our shlichus. But by living in Eretz Yisrael, by serving in Eretz Yisrael, so they're discharging a responsibility which is the responsibility of Kal Yisrael. It's all of our responsibilities. So here the achrayas is multiplied many, many times over. So we should try not to get used to it. Not to be masiyah das, not to get used to it, but to daven with a sense of urgency that there shouldn't be any more milchama, no more losses, no more injuries, no more disruption of life in Eretz Yisrael.